welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome back to the Earn Your Happy podcast, and it is time for another quickie because there is always time to fit in inspiration. And if you guys have been listening for a while, you know that inspiration does not land in your lap. And in order to get inspired, we have to seek it out and take action. So that's exactly what today is actually on, is not just getting inspired, but growing as a human being and being able to become that person who's going to be able to be the one who can accomplish the goals that you desire. So right now, if you've set a big enough goal, you're not that person yet who's going to be able to accomplish that goal. You're going to grow into that person as you grow through, see what I did there? Not go through, as you grow through all of the different things that are going to come your way when you set up your plan, your goal, when you set up your life in order to support your goal, right? So especially, I've talked so much about this lately on podcasts with really successful people, is the second you set up that goal and you start really molding your life around it and making sure that your environment supports your goals, you're going to have people, and most likely the people who are closest to you, they're going to be the ones who are going to test you. Where life is going to throw you a massive curveball. And this truly is just the universe saying, how bad do you really want it? So it's those people who back down right away, who are like, this, oh, it hurts when someone makes fun of me, or my family doesn't get it, or my spouse doesn't support me, or what do I do when people say mean things? You guys, I get it. I have been there. I get rude messages all of the time. And it's what happens when you put yourself out there and you do things that are outside of the normal social comfort zone, right? What is socially acceptable in different people's lives. If you step outside of that, people don't want to feel threatened. They don't want to feel left behind. So it's very normal for people to try to make you feel small or make you stay in that circle. They don't want you to leave. They feel scared. Like I said, they feel threatened. I know that Australians call it tall poppy syndrome. So when it starts to grow taller than the others, you snip that down, right? You don't let it grow past that. So I want to talk about making sure that you are putting yourself in situations where you do feel intimidated, right? It's all about intentional growth. So I actually had somebody tag me because I had quoted something and they had put on there, this is what intentional growth is about. So putting yourself in situations where you feel intimidated, right? So Chris has a lot of travel coming up. And for those of you who don't know, Chris is my husband. And I view this instead of, viewing it as, oh man, my partner's gone. I'm going to be lonely. What am I going to do? Because I'm semi-introverted. Actually, I can't even say that because I'm really breaking out of that introverted shell. I think that was just a story that I told myself to stay, make myself feel good about maybe when I was growing up not having that many friends. As you can tell, I'm working this out on this podcast. So really, my natural tendency would be to just kind of stay home and get work done and, you know, while he's gone. But what I'm going to do, because I've noticed that I want to grow more. I want even more perspective. When I've been writing, because I'm still working on a book right now, when I've been writing, I haven't been able to really tap into a lot of new stories lately. And that's because I've gotten really settled into a routine. And I do love my routine, but in order to really grow at a fast pace, I have to put myself in situations where I'm intimidated and uncomfortable. And because I do this a lot naturally, it's become normal for me, right? Like my old things that used to intimidate me, like going to different classes or going up to people and meeting them, which still does intimidate me, but now I need to go to new places and do this, right? I need to push myself further outside of my comfort zone. I need to go and do things that are really uncomfortable for me. So while Chris is gone, I'm taking this opportunity to go and see some things that I've been curious about that are going to make me uncomfortable, or things that I've just been desiring that I'm curious about that I have not booked or done because it's new and it's challenging and I won't know anyone there and it's hard to get there and I'm in LA and traffic is really bad and it might take really long and it's just easier to stay at home, right? So I already have one thing booked. I'm actually going to go to an aerial yoga workshop. So instead of just taking a class for the first time, because why would I do that? I guess I just really want to grow. I am going straight for the workshop, which I guess is just all about how to do headstands and really do all of the different poses in this aerial workshop. Now, mind you, I have never even done aerial yoga, and I'm not really even a yoga master by any sense of the word. So this is definitely going to be uncomfortable, and I don't know anyone who goes to the studio at all. So this will be really, really good for me. And I guarantee I'm going to have so much to talk about. I'm going to just observe while I'm there how I feel and allow myself to feel it. If I feel weird, if I feel funky, if I feel so out of place, I'm just going to allow myself to feel it and move through it, because nothing bad is going to happen from it besides me feeling uncomfortable, right? So many times we run from the things that are uncomfortable. We run from the feelings that are intimidating. But I'm going to go head on into it so that I have even more perspective in my life. And this is where the juice is, you guys. This is where you become interesting. This is where you feel like you are of value, not only to yourself because you did it and you stuck through it and you accomplished something hard, but you also become valuable because you have interesting things to offer and to talk about and to inspire people with. So put yourself in those situations where you're where you are intimidated, and have those moments and those times in your calendar for intentional growth, and allow yourself to feel uncomfortable. Like, oh my God, what a crazy idea. Allow yourself to feel uncomfortable. Stop running away from the uncomfortable stuff, because I always say where there is discomfort, there is magic to be had. So if you are running from discomfort, you are also running from probably the biggest magic that you could possibly experience in your life on the other side. Does it come right away? Sometimes it comes weeks later, sometimes it's a year later, but I promise you, it is huge for your life. So you guys, I want to hear what you're going to do. Go ahead, find me on Instagram or Facebook or whatever. I love to hear from you guys. So let me know what intentional growth situations where you're intimidated that you are going to put yourself in so that you can start growing. Because I'm telling you, you're not going to change and you're not going to grow. You're not going to be exciting or excited if you are staying in the same old, same old. So it has to happen all the time. What once was scary is no longer scary to you. And that is how we grow. So you guys, I hope that you got something from this episode and share it with somebody that you know is right on the verge of a breakthrough or is right on the verge of something big that they want to do. Let's push them over the edge together. What do you say? All right, guys, until next time, earn your happy. Bye, everyone. Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing, and we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.